right, checking top stories. The Los Angeles Dodgers have filed for bankruptcy, and the team will continue to operate during reorganization, but will probably be sold.
Get away from this smoke! I'll kill you.
Everybody okay?
And it's 3 days after that tractor-trailer truck slammed into an Amtrak train in Nevada. At least 20 people are still unaccounted for. 6 people were killed in that crash. As you just saw on CNN, Michelle Bachmann officially running for president. The congresswoman actually just made that announcement from Waterloo, Iowa, her birthplace. Political buzz now, your rapid-fire look at the hottest political topics of the day. 3 questions, 20 seconds on the clock. And playing today, Democratic pollster Cornell Belcher, SiriusXM political talk show host and comedian Pete Dominic, and conservative talk show host Dana Loesch. First question, guys, Andrew Cuomo legalizes same-sex marriage in New York. Gay activists already talking about 2016 now and a presidential run. Could a President Cuomo actually have a national appeal? Dana?
Well, I guess that solves the 9.1% unemployment rate and the high energy prices. I mean, I look at those who are talking about running Cuomo as a serious presidential contender, and I have to think that it's a little bit politically naive, because we all forget, maybe, well, I don't, but maybe some of us do. This is the same Andrew Cuomo that was Secretary of HUD and convinced Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to get out all of these low interest loans to people who couldn't afford them, and boom, we had the housing crisis, we had the economy crash, all of this. No, we can't have this guy. We cannot have this guy.
Cornell?
Look, I think 2016 is a long ways away. However, I mean, if you look at what he's been doing in New York, bringing Democrats together and Republicans together, not only sort of, you know, to move contentious legislation through in this manner, I think it speaks well. I mean, the American people like that ideal of bringing people together to move legislation through. He's done that. He's been successful at that. I think he's a contender in 2016, although it's a long ways away.
All right, Pete.
Kira, you've asked me to speculate on who's appealing in 2016. I will not play this game, Kira. I think the names that we were thinking about in 2016 might as well be Mr. Spacely and George Jetson.
Come on,
people,
you have an opinion,
Pete. Speculation. They should be Dionne Warwick and the Psychic Friends Network.
Oh,
we don't know who's running next month, Kira. Maybe you'll be president. President Phillips. That's why I speculate.
Oh, that's a scary thought. All the skeletons out of the closet. I don't think so. It'd be like you running for president, Pete. All right, Newt Gingrich and Michelle Bachmann.
I can
Bachmann.
Do the negative attack ads now.
Yeah, exactly. You and I up against each other. Who would be worse? All right. Newt Gingrich, Michelle Bachmann said in recent weeks that President Obama hasn't done enough for African Americans. Exit polls show Obama took 95% of the black vote in 2008. So could their support really be up for grabs in 2012? Dana?
I don't know. I think it would be very difficult to say that it wouldn't be, considering that when this president took office, black unemployment was at, I think, what, 11%, and now it's at 16%, over 16%. I mean, you have to look at the fundamentals here. There is a huge amount of job loss in the black community from a president who is going to bring hope and change. Jesse Jackson is even saying, I don't see it happening. The guy with that National Black Chamber of Commerce even said, this guy is against business.
Dana keeps getting the extra 5 seconds. Look at her. I got to give you a little bit. More than Cornell.
That's kind of hilarious to me. I mean, look, our economy was in a nosedive when the president came in, but the campaign is not going to take any vote for granted. They're going to work hard for the African-American vote, like they're going to work hard for every vote. But I want to veer off for a second. You tell me Newt Gingrich and Michelle Bachmann are the ones bringing this charge, because Newt Gingrich and Michelle Bachmann have such credibility in the minority community. I mean, really? Really? Come on.
Pete, really?
Well, the truth is, this president hasn't done enough. They're right, Newt Gingrich, Michelle Bachmann, for African Americans. This Congressional Black Caucus will be the first to say so. But I mean, Michelle Bachmann and Newt Gingrich pointing this out, Cornell's right. That'd be like Reverend Al Sharpton advocating for higher salaries for CEOs. It's ridiculous. And no, they're not going to get any black support, Newt Gingrich or Michelle Bachmann.
All right, buzzer beater, guys, 10 seconds to answer this one. Fox News anchor Chris Wallace asked Michelle Bachmann if she's a flake. Then he quickly apologizes. So does Bachmann benefit by being underestimated? Cornell?
Yes, she does. And by the way, she is a bit of a flake, but that doesn't disqualify her for being a nomination. She's been underestimated. It's going to benefit her a lot. She's going to be one of the last 2 or 3 people standing in a Republican primary.
Dana?
I sort of agree with Cornell. God help me. I agree with Cornell a little bit in that I think she is underestimated. But if we're going to judge what people say in terms of flubs as a measurement as to whether they're not a flake, then we need to look at what the president says, because he has a lot of gaffes as well. Pete?
This is hilarious. It gets her base riled up. She's probably underestimated. But Kira and everybody in America, listen, if you're Rick Santorum or Michelle Bachmann or any other candidate for president that doesn't believe in science, you should actually be disqualified. Disqualified. That buzzer should go to you.
Cornell.
Sorry.
Dana, Pete. Don't ever be sorry, Pete. Thanks, guys.